What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo. Can a kangaroo jump higher than the Empire State Building?
Yes.
Why, Victor?
Because Godzilla could climb it?
No, because the Empire State Building can't jump.
It sounds like you've heard this one before.
Not that one in particular. I've heard like a joke like that before.
Yeah, gotcha.
You're so special, Victor. I want to, when I grow up, I want to be like Victor. Oh, shit. Oh,
you know why still there, Devo? It's because he's a dad.
What the fuck? My TV just shut off.
Can you get it on?
Can you? I mean, we're recording, so it's still going. I mean, it's nice.
There it goes again.
What the fuck?
Oh, well, Dune Part 2.
I know that. Now you can rent it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how that's applicable, but
on,
sure.
Prime or what?
I think it is, yeah. But you have to like pay $20 to see it.
Oh, that's pretty expensive.
That's what they're doing now. Which I can understand. Like, if you have kids, it's cheaper to rent it at home, and it's easier to rent it at home than to go to the movies with them.
I'm having a hard time to get myself to go to the movies with kids.
I could imagine.
It's like a $100 trip, or I could rent it for fucking
$20, pop open a few bags of popcorn or pop your own popcorn and make it like an event, or have pizza.
Yeah, like I don't have to miss the movie because someone has to pee. Like,
yeah, no, it makes sense. I get it.
I don't know, movies.
I'm getting the feeling that movie theaters, well, there's one of two things happening with movies. Movies are less expensive for movie theaters to buy because they do more after the fact, right? Like now they'll sell the rights to the movie to Netflix, to Amazon, whoever it is. Or it's the new mattress money laundering.
Yeah, I don't understand because movie theaters aren't little.
No. It takes up like a quarter of the fucking mall.
There's a lot of energy that goes into this.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Well, everything's LEDs now. I mean, the stereos would, but like the projectors don't use a whole lot of electricity.
But you got theaters, like theater seating.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a lot of real estate at the mall.
Yeah.
It can't be cheap to run a movie theater.
No, I agree.
I don't know how they're making money. I agree. Possibly money laundering.
Food. I mean, their food is expensive and drinks, but it's always been expensive.
Yeah, I agree.
But now most are serving alcohol and stuff too. And
yeah, but how many people when the last time you went to the movies, did you buy an alcoholic beverage?
No, I didn't.
It's too inconvenient.
It's not like the only thing I'd get is a beer because their liquor sucks. And I don't trust the person tending the bar who part-time works behind the concession counter make a drink.
But if you're going to buy... I'm a terrible person, right? If you're going to buy beer at the movie theater, why don't you just sneak in tall cans?
That's fair, but you have to have a wife with you to do that.
I mean, if you're going to theaters by yourself without your wife, dude.
Well, I mean, like, if we went, it'd be kind of hard to sneak in a tall can.
Oh, I mean...
You going to sneak it down your leg?
No, I just carry a sweater.
Just wear... baggy sweatpants or whatever.
Carry a sweater.
Bro, what kind of pocket you got in your sweatpants?
Yeah, I think I tried to do that last time. I tried like tucking into my belt loop or something and it didn't work out.
Oh, they saw it and they're like, oh, are you happy to see me or is that a tall can?
No, just like, I mean, I got them in, but like you said, if I don't have like a sweater, I remember what we did. We saw somebody walking to putting their bags in the car. And we said, can we have a bag? So it looked like we went just shopping at the mall.
Ah, that's smart-ish.
Yeah, but then you have to rely on luck.
Yeah, or go buy something at the mall.
Yeah. Then return it.
Yeah.
All for it.
And then who wants to drink a Tecate at the mall?
It's always fucking Tecate. I don't even like Tecate.
Okay, so we didn't come to talk about beer or...
We didn't come movies. At all.
Yeah, no shit. We're all married, so we know what that means. We're doing our. It's the second round.
Bracket.
Yeah, it's the semis.
You can make it a second round.
No, No.
I'm too old, dude.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. It's too much effort. Did you guys see the TikTok video of some guy telling his girlfriend to like hump the bed, hump like a pillow for a while, and then he's like, harder, harder, keep going, come on, keep going, we're gonna go for a minute. And then he's like, that's why I can't last that long. So that was kind of funny. If you guys haven't followed the bracket, Old Forester beat out Early Times, and Old Granddad was the only upset out of the first round. If you didn't listen to the last episode, sorry for the spoiler, but you should probably listen to them when they come out. I don't know. That's just my two cents. Yeah, you wouldn't watch... what's a new show out right now? You wouldn't watch a show out of order unless you're watching Kaleidoscope.
You can watch it in any order.
Yeah. So, Old Granddad beat out 1792. That was quiet.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's try them out, yeah?
Dumb beaut.
Victor, you pour one of yours, and then...
I poured a lot, dude.
Dude, that's like half of what you pour me when I have you pour me something.
We don't call it a Devo pour for nothing.
But I'm not Devo, and you aren't Devo.
I was going to say, and I don't do Devo pours on the podcast. They kind of can turn into a Devo pour, or at least like the
Do you hear a pour, Devo?
Yeah, you can hear it on the mic.
That's cool.
Yours is the most apparent. Okay. These smell familiar. It's like we did them recently.
Wait, which ones are we? Oh, I guess that is true. Just doing a sniff test on both.
Yeah, I was just kind of nosing them. Old Forester definitely has an oakier hint to it. Little like, stronger Old Forester's nose.
A little darker in terms of color.
Yeah, well, it is. OGD has a little more... I'm almost getting like a slight hint of butterscotch off the nose.
Old Granddad's a little bit.
I could see that.
Lighter.
Yeah, it's mellow. On the nose test, I would assume that I would like 1897 more.
Really?
Same.
Just because there's like more flavor coming off of it. Yeah, it's definitely butterscotch like, feel off of Old Granddad.
And for Old Granddad, I would agree that I'm getting mostly the butterscotch and then like a twinge of the proof.
Twinge.
Or,
is it an SAT or ethanol.
Would you try first the 1897?
Yeah. It's the battle of the olds. We should probably talk about Oldsmobiles for our topic. It's got a nice flavor. It's better than I last remember. I don't know. That could go off of the whole thing of how your palate can change day to day. But it's pleasant. There's a little heat. Not a ton of heat. There's enough. Kind of coats the mouth. It's a little viscous.
I agree. Because I also got like a... when you say heat, I got a little bit more of that black pepper. And a little bit of oak. Especially off the first sip. But
I feel like the the black pepper and the... what is it? Anise come through equally. And then you have a tad bit of clove with some caramel vanilla and a little bit of oak.
It's like you've done this before.
Yeah, it is. But it's enjoyable.
What are we talking about? Which one, sorry?
1897.
I tried them both already.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about 1897 or do you just want to talk about how you tried both of them?
No, I think you really nailed
the coffin.
No, the hit the nail.
Because that's why we're called Whiskey Biz Podcast, because whiskey comes in coffins, right?
Whiskey dead people.
I love that.
You got a big old box of Booker's, dude.
Dude, I got a new one at Costco. It was $80. I couldn't pass it up.
And that's a good deal.
I don't think I've paid under 90 for it in a very long time.
Old Granddad tastes.
Okay, I haven't tasted it yet. Let me hit the Coke Zero.
I agreed with a lot of your notes on Old Forester. That's why I was moving on, because I think I agree.
We kind of just talked about it like 4 episodes ago. True. Can you believe we've done this for 4 episodes already?
That is pretty crazy.
It doesn't feel like it. I feel like we just started it.
Doing 2 episodes.
Yeah, we've been a little fucked up with that, with time off, vacation, shit like that.
But Old Granddad is definitely lighter on the palate as well, but almost tastes smoother than...
It's definitely smoother.
Old Forester. Like, not a whole lot of heat's coming through, but there is a certain amount of spice that, like, satisfies.
It's a little syrupy, no? Even though it's thin, it's like a sugar-free syrup.
Oh, I'm thinking of, well, now that you say syrup, I think of Whistle Pig, since I have that as my syrup right now.
But no, like, well, that's maple syrup.
Every time I see it, I think of Devo. I get ads for it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
My parents got the piggyback 10-year bank. The pig one? The one that looks like a pig?
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, they got one.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think they overpaid for it, but, you know, they got it. And if that's what they enjoy in life, fucking do it.
How much was it?
I think they paid 3 for it.
$3,000?
300.
Why not, dude?
I think it retails for like
200. What else are we doing with their life? I'm spending $500 a month on bourbon. I don't know how you afford... Dude, my cabinet's like...
You have to remember, I've done this over 3 fucking years.
Dude, I'm like nowhere close to you, and I feel like I've spent way too much money on bourbon.
Trust me, when I start rehashing how much I've spent, I don't even want to.
Literally, like, I think one of these shelves that you have, just the bottom row would fit all my bottles.
Probably. You want a rack like this?
I don't know where I'd put it.
In your office?
My office is a closet.
Well, put it up on the wall.
Just put it above the monitor.
You just do a single shelf if that makes you feel better.
Is it just me?
No, I'd want the triple. It is just you.
I was going to say the same.
Damn. Well, I didn't want to cut. I didn't want to continue to cut off good. Victor.
But Old Forest.
Old Granddad has almost like at least second sip. There's like a staleness to the finish.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a Jim Beam product.
Yes.
Which, I'm going to say it, Jim Beam products tend to have that staleness to them. I don't know why.
Excuse me.
Did you fart?
I don't either. No, I burped. I wasn't sure if it went through on the mic.
My fucking 3-year-old son.
Yeah, it is a Jim Beam product.
I was sitting on the couch. He pressed his ass cheeks against me and ripped one, dude. I was like, you're not fucking old enough for that, dude.
Did you push him away or what?
I yelled at him. It was like a friendly, like, the fuck are you doing, kid? Like,
I don't know what the fuck hostile. Are you doing. Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a friendly yell.
It wasn't, dude, this is close, dude.
They're very distinct.
They're different. And then they're,
you know which one we didn't even think to add in here? It was Old Tub.
Yeah.
It kind of has like a more flavorful Old Tub vibe.
It does.
It does have a little peanutiness.
Not as spicy.
It's got a lot of nut in it.
As Old Tub. I remember Old Tub being a little bit hotter in terms of spice.
Maybe. I think it was ethanol, not necessarily spice, but I could be wrong. They are close because these are like completely different. One has more flavor, but in my opinion, 1897 has what I would consider like an over-oaked feel.
Mm.
Like it's too oaky.
Mm.
You are an oak fan. I'm not as big of an oak fan.
It's got a little comfort to it.
Yeah, a lot of comfort.
Okay. Victor's losing his shit.
Over his own joke.
Over his own joke.
I hate when people laugh at their own jokes, too. It bugged the shit out of me.
And yet you were just doing it.
I did. It was more of Robert's reaction.
Or he's lack playing of. It off.
That the, tickled your fancy a little bit more?
Just a little tickle, dude. Tickle the pickle.
Just the tip?
Jesus Christ.
Nope. This is a Patreon episode, right?
Nope.
Oh.
OGD definitely has, like, I think it's smoother. I think both are actually pretty well balanced. Like, they're not spice or sweet isn't like the forefront in the forefront. But OGD is smoother, but it has slightly less flavor. But it, neither of them are like heavy in ethanol.
Except off of the first sips. I think
the first sip off of a dry palate is going to be a little hotter.
I guess I'm okay. I'll go to the second sip then also. Old Forester did come in a little hotter on the second sip than OGD.
I could see that. You know, I'm not going to lie. Old Forester has a nice swish.
And it's very viscous. I think it comes back to the oakiness to it. Gives a little, like I said, a comfort to the mouth. That sounds funky, but I'm going with it.
The only thing that I have about too much oak is in bourbon, it comes across a little bitter. And it can overpower some of the nice flavors in bourbon.
But I feel like this one kind of like, I just can't help but think of like a blanket, which I guess would cover some of the tastes or flavors that are going on. A blanket would.
How does
like
that?
The oak is like a blanket. Like
the blanket covers things or covers flavors? Because what kind of flavors are the blanket covering?
I was more so meaning like a blanket covers things.
Okay. Okay.
And in reference to flavors.
Okay. But that's a very blanket statement.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to cover everything.
That's fair. That's why. Yeah. Trying to let my palate die out so I can do a swish of OGD.
Do a swish of Coke Zero.
Nope, we couldn't get an ASMR on that one. Sorry, Rob.
Is that a good ASMR?
No. Okay.
No. Dude, those videos are fucking creepy. I don't know how people like it.
Like the ASMR?
It's just weird.
See, I think I do think OGD comes through hella smooth.
But hella smooth. Wow.
You just aged the shit out of yourself.
Hella smooth.
It's
totally, bruh.
But I think the lacking in extra flavor is pulling me towards Old Forester.
How much is Old Granddad?
About 30
versus a $50 to $60 bottle.
Yeah, I'd say about, I think this one comes in at like 50, like 48 to 55.
I think that's what I got mine at, 55.
I thought you got yours at Costco.
No, I got mine at BevMo.
Oh, Costco had them for a while.
Not in mine.
Well, I think it might have been before you were looking. I would probably
picked it up over at
Costco. Yeah. I didn't because I still had a bottle of this, and it was my least favorite of them all.
Of all the OFs?
Yeah.
Not only fans of Old Forester.
Yes, that one.
Victor, what are your thoughts, though?
What are you picking, Victor? Just fucking say it. Or give us more insight into what you feel about the two whiskeys.
I think if we went value for the dollar, it's completely equal.
So that means that just told us what you're going to pick.
Yeah. You asked me.
Yeah.
You asked me to tell you what I'm going to pick, and then
yeah,
you told me, I just told you.
I know what you're going to pick now, but let's make sure that, you know, for clarity, you make it clear what you pick.
Okay.
You're thinking too hard. Just say
Forster.
Thank you.
I think it just has a little bit more depth. Fair. I think
this is a good example of paying more for whiskey gets you a little more in most cases.
But it's hard to argue. Is it $20 more?
I would say fair. Yes.
I think value wise, I think like for what you're getting, they're about equal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like Old Granddad's a nice one to have on the shelf for like old fashions. I think it'd be a good old fashioned bottle.
Like, would you use the bottle and bond for a mixed drink?
No, I think it just adds to the like it has enough flavor and enough proof to pull through into a cocktail. And I think adding in like the orange and the bitters and a little extra sugar just kind of makes this into a nice cocktail.
For the OGD?
I think both would be good, but yeah, OGD more so.
Because it's got a little bit more spice to it or what?
Probably more so because of the price point.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So for bracket wise, I'm going to go Old Forester as well.
Okay. Just same reason.
Pretty much. I mean, there is more flavors and they're, I don't want to say blending, but they're, they come together nicer than OGD.
I get a slight bitterness off of 1897, but it's not enough to make it unlikable. Which it's interesting because you and I both said we thought that OGD would win it.
Yeah.
And price proved to be the difference here. So on to the topic. Victor, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, Devo.
Such a quick.
No, I would go with Old Forester as well. I think it's just there's just more flavor to it. It's there's more depth. It has good flavor. OGD is good, but this borderline is comparing apples to oranges. I think it might be a little too much for someone newer to bourbon because it's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But if you've been drinking it for a while, I think you will enjoy it more than OGD. Bonded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Unanimous. You know what's weird?
What?
Looking at the bottles, they look to be the same color, but if you look at the like in the glass.
Oh, yeah. They're completely different.
It's like night and day. One looks like glorified, like aged piss, and the other one looks like bourbon.
True.
Dehydrated piss.
Not that I thought of that when I was holding it up to the light.
I'm just looking at it right here and it's like, oh god. So Old Forester will be moving on to go against
whatever the next
Heaven Hill. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Is that that's your prediction? That,
my prediction of the next one is Heaven Hill over.
And that's going up against H. Taylor.
Small batch.
H. Taylor's good though.
It is. It's gonna be this is gonna be the toughest one. No, the next one's gonna be the toughest one.
Oh, I need to bring that back upstairs.
That's 2 versus 3. This was 1 versus 5. And if I remember right, Victor, you weren't here for it, but 1792 lost to OGD because it had like a, there was just a little flavor in there that was slightly off-putting.
And that was just
Yeah, it was just the two of us. Luckily, we agreed. Is that
1792?
Yeah, you want
to
try it?
Yeah, I'd like to try it.
Okay, Victor's going to try it.
And
I don't know why I just explained that after you said you want to try it.
It's like when you tell me to tell you what my pick was and then got mad at me because I told you what my pick was.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't.
Vegas Strong.
You didn't specifically say
Barrel Select? Is it store bought?
No, I brewed it myself.
Let me finish this first.
Please do.
Are we waiting for me? Or?
Yep. can't go to the whiskey talk until you try
unless,
it.
Unless you want Rob to talk about our patron. Or
yeah,
Patreon.
Tell us about patrons, Whiteboard.
Oh, well, if you are bored with our regular episodes, which if you're listening, you probably aren't, or you haven't gotten bored of us yet, and you want something a little more exciting in your life, like inappropriate comments, you want us to make fun of you on the episode, things like that, and you want to get used to bi-monthly meet and greets that we sometimes... No. The bi-monthly meet and greets that we get a little crazy on, and sometimes we record with you guys on those episodes, or those episodes, those meet and greets.
Those meet and greets.
So if you would like to get involved and help us offset the price of some of these bottles that we try, no pressure, but just an option. You can join us over on patreon.com/whiskeybizpodcast. I think
for as podcast, low as $3.
Yeah, as low as $3. What a deal.
$2.99.
No, it's $3. Let's not start going into the $3. I know. I don't want to confuse someone.
I was just trying to go into the late night special infomercial stuff.
I got you. So if you join at $3,
you're watching Girls Gone Wild.
Talking about Diva, I felt attacked on that one. I was not watching Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, I was. Sorry.
The commercials, just to see if they fucked up.
I think
on
it
the
was on, was it Spike TV? Yeah,
it was on a bunch. So if you join the $3 tier, you'll have access to all of the exclusive content we put out, and I think there's like 40 or 50 episodes on there now. No, it's probably 30. I think I did a count recently. It's 30 episodes. They tend to be longer. So this is going to, it's going to take you a while to catch up. So if you do want access to that, you can join any tier. If you do want to be included in the bi-monthly meet and greets that we have. And it's a really cool. What happened?
Sorry, you just chug it? Licked his hand. It was just,
I didn't lick my hand. Like, I don't remember.
I thought of like a cat.
Oh,
no, I was rubbing my hand down my wet beard. I wasn't licking it.
And then he went like this.
No way I didn't lick my hand, dude.
Run it back.
So if you do, if you
didn't lick it though, but I did do the motion for sure.
$5 or more, $5 or higher tier to get invited to the bi-monthly meet and greets. We do have a, or meetups. I should just call them meetups now.
Is that a bisexual monthly meet and greet or is that?
I don't know, Victor. You haven't been on much.
You guys didn't invite me.
No, we invite you every time. You being the
you do have four kids though.
He has his bisexual meetup, so he can't attend ours.
Monthly, it's a bisexual monthly meetup.
Okay, so well, when that when you miss that one and you want to join the podcast, we can or for our meetup, you can make it into a bisexual meetup
monthly. Meetup.
No, it'd be
so what'd you think of 1792?
It's closer.
Really?
It's a lot. It's closer than I thought Old Forester and OGD was a close match. This is even closer.
Try but compare that to
OGD and 1792.
I can see why you picked OGD. It's a lot closer.
The 1792 versus OGD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were. It's not like we made a rash decision on it. It was more of like we actually had to talk it out.
We used ointment first, so it was smoothed out.
It puts the lotion on the skin
to fix the rash decision.
You're nasty.
So, Victor, what do you want to talk about this episode?
Oh, yeah. So I was talking to Devo, and he actually sent a video about foreskin. Devo, can you elaborate?
I don't remember sending that. Are you talking about those people
who sent the YouTube video?
That was me.
Oh, you sent the foreskin video.
No, so actually that's my
nicotine.
My sister-in-law. She has a
YouTube
channel.
She was talking
about
foreskin?
No, she was talking about weird...
No, she's talking about foreskin.
No, she wasn't talking about... Well, she was inadvertently, but her video was about...
We went down a rabbit hole.
No, you did.
Your stepsister?
If you were here on time, we would have had the conversation.
I missed the foreskin conversation.
I'm pretty sure Victor's talking about the medical professional that was talking about people putting nicotine pouches.
Oh, no. God, there's two foreskin fucking references you guys have been sending me.
She was showing creepy videos and how a lot of these like de-aging products use foreskin.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But Diva also sent a foreskin video.
I did not. That was
them putting the nicotine pouches in their foreskin.
That was not me. That was Victor who sent that.
Oh, I sent that one? I must have been fucked up when I sent that one. No, I'm going to go back and fucking check.
Yeah, it was fucking you.
I sent that one, Diva?
I thought it was Rob.
It wasn't me.
I'm going to say.
It was not me.
Oh, it was you, Rob.
It was me?
You did the foreskin one.
Mandatory fun was the tagline.
What are you talking? What? No way.
In our group chat, TikTok mandatory
Rob fun. Oh, yeah, I did.
I guess foreskin on Robert's mind.
No, it was fucking weird. I did do that. So people are now putting nicotine pouches, so I'm guessing like Zins in their butthole and foreskin for a buzz.
That makes sense.
So why do I? Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
But what? Why foreskins on your algorithm?
No. Why? Who would be using it if they're putting it in the foreskin?
Someone with foreskin.
Diva? So non.
Diva's the only one in this room that could use it.
I'm. Not going to answer that, but...
Devo's circumcised, for God's sake.
You saw it?
Literally, for God's sake.
You get a point for that one, Robert.
Thank you.
So you donated your foreskin, Devo?
To some Asian lady who was making a serum for anti-aging.
To Sandra Bullock?
Oh, yeah, Sandra.
That was a thing on... was that Oprah or was that Ellen?
Was it, that was Ellen Degenerate.
He did say Ellen Degenerate. But an asshole. It was Oprah and Ellen.
Yeah, I don't
understand. And Harvey.
He's putting on his hands. Would you put foreskin juice on your hands? How do you think they get the shit out of the foreskin?
Dude, we drink milk Steve that Harvey potentially like has pus in it.
Yeah, but they pass
from the titty?
Does that mean that the pus goes away?
It means that kills whatever was negatively in the pus.
Oh, okay.
But no, I mean, then you're essentially drinking sanitized pus. You're right.
I don't know if I feel any better about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having moldy bread and boiling it and then eating it. It was still moldy bread at one point.
Bread?
Yeah.
And boiling it?
Or wouldn't it steaming just... it?
Yeah.
Okay, steaming I can understand.
Toasting it would probably put it to a temperature hot enough.
There's some moldy cheese on it. I mean, blue cheese is moldy cheese.
So if we're talking about toasting stuff, I put in
the foreskin cheese?
No, I put in a bagel and toasted it and then left the room, came back.
And it caught fire.
No. It looked like the bagel wasn't... like done. I was like, oh, did I forget to push down the lever? So I essentially toasted it again, and when I took it out I was like, oh fuck. Well, I guess
it wasn't plugged in.
It wasn't for me, it was for
it wasn't
Ariana.
Plugged in.
No, it was.
Do you know the numbers represent?
It was over toasted. It was over toasted.
What?
The numbers on the toaster is minutes.
It's not
toastiness.
It is more toastiness.
I think it depends on your toaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know how I toast my bread?
On the commode?
In the air fryer.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I don't want to have to have a toaster as well.
Yeah, isn't that shit
fucking... The air fryer would keep it the other parts moist.
Like a food processor, a blender, a fucking... Just one tool to do it all.
I don't think you can process cheese. It melts it. And then maybe you could form it into like
get rid
grated
of your,
cheese.
You should get an oven that air fries.
I just spent like $3,000 on this oven.
It sounds like a personal problem.
I don't need a air fryer. I mean, an air frying oven. I feel like the only one that does that is Samsung, and all you hear is negatives about Samsung appliances.
I'll never buy Samsung appliances.
TVs are cool.
Yeah, their TVs are good, but I feel like they got cheap with their like middle to low end. Their high end's really good.
Oh, yeah.
But like middle to low end is dog shit, I think, on theirs now.
LG is the Cadillac, right?
No.
No?
No, I still think, well, it depends, right? Like it's. LG has a high end line, right, with their QLED, I think it is now. I don't know. They have all sorts of
Samsung's QLED.
They all have QLED though.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's all like that's
like a different There it was OLED, now it's QLED, and then they have 8K TVs now, which I don't know about you guys. I don't even know why we have 4K TVs because half the shit doesn't stream in 4K. Yeah. Like 90% of stuff doesn't stream in 4K.
No, I agree.
We've had the TVs out forever. You can get movies in 4K, but like any like sports, like it has to be a special, like not all sports are in 4K. And I feel like that's what would benefit the most.
But like going from like standard definition to high def is like,
huge difference.
But yeah, high def or ultra high def to 4Ks. Well, I'm not going to be disappointed with either one.
Well, what's crazy is that I think most of my TVs or stuff that I watch stuff on is mostly like 1080p. I know my newer TVs are maybe like 4K compatible, but 1080p.
You realize if they're 4K compatible, that means they're 4K, right?
I understand that. But like you said, not everything is 4K.
Yeah, but even my PlayStation, I've used the 4K TV and I've used not the 4K, and I'm like, I can't tell the difference.
Well, I think on TVs, it's a problem too. 720 versus 1080 is crazy.
Because the lower end TVs don't stream 4K with as fast of a refresh rate. So it's
you get the motion blur.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I think all the lineups, I really think that the Korean TVs are the better low end TVs. Like if you're going to go low end, go with like Hisense or,
I was going to say
Hisense is rough with the sound.
Dude.
Well, that's why he gets a sound bar for every TV that he has.
All the TVs suck with sound.
Yeah, but the Hisense is rough.
Well, if all of them suck, don't you just automatically assume that unless you're in a small room, you're going to have a sound bar?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but
I still have my...
Like, that's like buying a small-ass speaker and being like, oh, it sucks. I can't use it for a party out back.
I still have my... soundbar from Black Friday, Target brand type stuff.
Target brand?
Not Target
it's
brand.
It's Target?
I got it at Target. It was the three...
Goodfella? Cat and Jack? The Cat and Jack's
an LG. Soundbar. It's an LG soundbar. He just Cat and Jack one.
Was it?
Or did you get a Vizio?
No, he got a Cat and Jack.
A Vizio. It was Vizio. But that's my soundbar for my main TV.
Yeah. So, that is.
But I don't have the soundbar for any of my other TVs.
See, the problem is, I feel like without a soundbar, the audio quality when you turn it up to like... Well, first of all, I don't know why the TVs go up to 100 because once you hit like 30, they no longer turn up at volume. Right? It just like stalls out if you're using TV speakers. Like, there's no change. So I don't know why they don't just stop at 30, right? But on the other hand, I feel like once you push the limits of a speaker to where you can hear it better, it distorts the audio, so you can't actually hear everything clearly. So you'd be better off having a better quality speaker, putting it at a lower volume. That's just my opinion.
That's kind of what it is for us. We don't go above like level 2 on the soundbar. And we hear everything perfectly great.
How many levels?
Wow.
I feel like you're turning it up higher than two.
There's only four levels on his.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll show you, Victor, because you're going to be here sooner than Rob will.
Yeah, Robert's not going to his party.
Nope. That's what happens when you fight. You weren't there last year, though, so don't give me any shit. That is
true. It's true.
Don't come at me, bro.
It might be just me and the boys, though.
That's fine.
It just means I can't get hammered.
Bring trunks.
Would you go and swim? You have a pool?
No, there's just water play stuff.
Okay. For like adults?
I meant for your kids, but I mean.
Oh, they have me to bring trunks.
I thought he was too.
Dude. My bad.
This is going hard, dude.
I was hoping to. No.
Out front?
I shouldn't go there.
Did you turn your backyard into a water park?
No, but we're.
Playing. Slip and slide from the garage out to the street.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would hurt.
We're trying to figure out what we can do for the front for the older kids that are coming.
But, okay.
The backyard would be more younger kids.
You know what's weird? Is this turned into a young kid conversation and we're just talking about foreskin.
It's a young kid conversation too.
I know.
But they don't have any say, usually.
My body, my choice.
Oh, did you see that controversy of do trans women,
that's women have a turned right to men, abortion? Or is that men turned to women?
Men turned to women. Do they have a say in abortion, or can they get like those?
A man turned to a woman can't get pregnant.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree, but apparently it's a.
Well, I think you're
topic of conversation.
I think
let them do whatever they
want. I think whatever the fuck they want. Video to you
guys. Let them do what they want because they're not pregnant.
I think that it was women turned men.
Women turned men.
No,
so a man with a vagina.
No, I should probably find the video again.
It doesn't make any sense.
Ridiculous.
So a person who can't get pregnant wants an abortion?
Yeah.
Yeah, let them get it.
Yeah, they let them stick a coat hanger up their penis. Just rip it all out when they're coming out.
Okay. Sorry, it was just one of those things that popped up on my For You page at one point. So
you got some rats.
I should have sent it to you.
I know. You're both your fucking algorithms.
I know, dude. I was on
I
fucking.
I feel like I send you guys like kind of funny stuff. I don't.
Okay, now I need to see. No, let's rehash what we've gotten from Devo.
Yeah, my wife walked in on me and I was in my algorithm. What the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, she's fully clothed. She just happens to be on the floor, spread eagle.
What are you talking about?
And I'm like, so it's my algorithm. And she was like, yeah, it's your algorithm. And I was like, what did you want it to be? A fucking bunch of dudes? Like,
so the last video,
like, I'm
going
to call Angel.
The last video that Devo sent us was by Street Taco Eater. Which sounds very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday, euphemism.
You're
right?
A dick. He has a great message.
Oh, he
tacos that, every day.
Is it the old man that he watches play video
in
games?
The street?
Is that creepy on Devo's part?
Play every day, but
he sent a video of some kid getting launched.
Oh, he sends me the fucking kids videos all the fucking time, dude.
And then,
like, direct.
Prior to that, it was someone doing a painting, like, where they painted each other, like, portraits of each other.
Those are pretty funny.
And,
I was going to say, I'm pretty wholesome. Like, my...
Yeah, and then you tell us some... And then your algorithm fucking flips to, like... You have a weekday.
I
you
don't
have like
send you
sun-
my
church
weird
Sunday
shit. Why would I send you my weird shit?
You have like church Sunday algorithm, and then when we talk about your algorithm on the podcast algorithm,
I'm not gonna send you guys to mess up your algorithm.
Like, oh, I don't think you can, but you sure. I'm all for it.
Rob, a lot of your videos are about
Call of Duty.
Lately, yes.
I sent one making fun of short people to Devo. And then I put a fake...
Victor doesn't even text me. You should feel special.
And then I did a fake BMX fighting
one. I like reach out like, hey, Victor, how you doing? I'm okay. And then it's like...
See, this is what I send Devo.
See, I don't even get that.
And then I sent racist bowling.
Oh, is that the Wii Sports one?
No.
Or like the ones, the videos from like Brunswick, like circa 1995.
Dude, I get on a... I must be drunk when I message
you. It was pretty recent. It was pretty recent.
You probably are.
It's just a bunch of chicks, dude. I like sending...
Victor also sends it on Instagram.
I like sending...
You guys clearly are better friends than I am with either of you.
I like sending Devo hot sports chicks.
Okay.
I've asked you to not.
Fair enough. And I refuse to listen.
It's a free country, Devo.
I understand.
I mean, that. At least he's not trying to just tell force that he most, wants to be a woman down your
most
throat.
Most of the time he's sending it to me and I'm like, Ariana's like right next to me or whatever. And
you're like, that's what he's hoping for.
Bro, yeah, the one where you sent the San Francisco Chronicle one.
The OG Simpson?
Yeah. Did you see that one, Devo?
I don't know. Should I have?
Look at it really quick. It's an interesting article about OJ.
Oh, wait. The fact that he can sleep easy now that the murder of his wife.
The one where he told the family what happened on the deathbed.
Oh, I didn't actually read that one.
Check it out right now because we should talk about that. That's what we should have talked about is freaking OJ.
Was that Insta or what?
No, it was a text message.
Oh, shit.
Just look at your links.
In Diamond?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Victor.
Really? You barely opened it?
Yeah, he wouldn't have if it wasn't for me. That's why I liked it, to see if Devo would go look at it.
Dang.
I freaking pulled that one up, and I'm like, fuck. So then I thought I closed the tab, but I guess I just clicked the back arrow, or Lauren's I searched like, something up.
Lauren's like, hey, like, use my
phone. I pulled my phone away, and I guess I hit the back button to go back to the page. And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, look, this is some shit that Victor sends us. He thinks he's fucking funny. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that one, actually. I do remember that one about OJ. You send that one a lot.
But
or stuff like dude, that a lot. But, no, like the freaking...
it's fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, but I asked you because I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. And you're like, oh, it'd be funny if you got in trouble.
Just blame it on me, dude. Just be like, oh, Victor's fucking terrible.
Yeah, but then I'm going to have to answer.
We're already the black sheep friends.
Why did you look at it? Why did you watch it?
Because I thought it was OJ.
Oh, no. Victor's side.
No, I know. Victor, you just gotta hide the. You gotta find a bunch of them where it's a different picture.
It's just super Christian radical stuff.
Dude, did you guys watch the documentary about OJ? Like about the it came out I think a couple years ago.
Glove don't fit.
No, but they obviously fit. He put them on.
Yeah, well, and he was trying them on top of latex gloves.
Yeah.
And he was also doing this.
So if you guys ever if you ever murder somebody, wear a glove a little too small for you. Just
okay.
And hire super expensive lawyers.
Yeah, you don't even have to worry about it.
So I heard the conspiracy that his son did it.
Oh.
And he was taking the fall for his son and they can't prove it was OJ.
Can we talk about like how stupid he is? Because after he got acquitted of that,
he wrote a book.
No, he fucking robbed a hotel room.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
They had all this like memorabilia.
Yeah, and he said he didn't want that family to have it.
That's wild, though. I mean,
why the fuck would you like? What, dude? I'm wondering if he thought he was fucking invincible or something.
No, but I think that's such a weird concept, and I think it's kind of cool that you brought it up. Like, what if I was a professional sports player?
Someone you don't like bought your stuff?
And someone bought a jersey that I fucking wore, and it's like, I want to be. I almost said something really bad.
Like jacking off into it or something?
Yeah, dude. Like some.
Like sniffing it?
Like some weird dudes hooking up with somebody else wearing my jersey. And I'm like, fuck. That's
funny. Why am I thinking of Scary Movie? Or was it Scary Movie 2? I can't
remember. Oh, where the guy tucks himself and you keep bringing that shit up every time we talk about it?
But it was. They were a football player at that time and they were wearing the helmet and everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, the chick was wearing the helmet, wouldn't she?
Oh, she might have been. Yeah, you're right.
The chick, I think.
I think the fucked up algorithm is the one that is between your two ears, Devo. For God's sake, you have some some stories up there. Some videos that you just constantly think about.
I keep them bottled up for.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, why would you rob, like, of all places? You know that there's a fucking camera on every corner.
But it's, dude, but like, what if I gave...
How are you going to walk out of there?
What if I gave Devo, like, my prized jersey and Devo sold it on eBay? I don't know. I kind of get it. It was yours once. Maybe you gave it away to somebody special. Those assholes sold it, and now somebody you don't want has it.
I think unless you... explicitly say do not sell this, you cannot give someone something and expect them not to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but imagine like a pair of fucking shoes you wore, somebody's over there fucking, that's weird,
dude. You made millions of dollars throughout your career because people were going to do that,
and he was in the league for what, 7 or 8 years?
Was it that long?
He was in there for a while. He was considered, I think, like a top 20 running back of all time.
In the NFL?
No, in the WNBA.
Oh, fucking Caitlin Clark, dude.
Bro.
I love that there's so much hype around it in women's sports. I think it proves a point.
That it's not that exciting, so when someone exciting comes in, it like changes everybody's mindset?
But that's for every fucking sport, dude. It's not just women's sports. I haven't watched women's UFC since Ronda Rousey.
Would you watch?
But when Ronda Rousey was
FIFA
at the top of her game. Okay, so
for your sense or for you, it's Morgan.
When when the women were dominating in FIFA, I watched a lot more. And when I say the women, I mean the women U.S. team.
Right, right.
But it didn't change my watching of it.
For soccer, women's soccer is the only thing that I would watch. I wouldn't watch basketball. Sorry.
Well, you don't even watch the NBA.
No, but I tuned in right. to the final game.
Well, she wasn't in the final game, though.
Caitlin Clark?
No, they lost in the semis.
Oh, that was, I didn't even fucking know what game it was.
God, Victor.
It was the Final Four? I thought it was the Final.
It was the Final Four.
And then I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now I'm like on TikTok and it's a bunch of dudes talking about women's sports. And.
Well, I think they said the viewer, like the women's Final Four had higher viewership than the men's.
Which, when there's competition and when it doesn't matter what gender you are, when there's hype around it, there's hype around it. Like,
so the big thing is, if there's exposure, there will be people actually watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't matter what gender you are. I think that just...
You don't have to pick on the exposure part.
When people...
I was trying to figure out, like, when there's exposure, people will watch it. Meaning, like, if it's on, people will watch it.
How long ago was it?
Yes, there? not a Monday. Nip slip or anything like
Kaylin
that.
Kaylin Clark sold more Indiana Fever jerseys than they've ever sold in WNBA history.
I guarantee you. So here's my prediction with her. Right, like all the players, all the WNBA players are like, "Oh, she's going to be in for a shock when she goes into the WNBA." Maybe she is, maybe she isn't, but she can shoot the shit out of a wall.
Yeah, dude.
And she's like, she's shooting from beyond the NBA 3-point line.
It's the NBA. She's far back.
I think women's basketball is the high school basketball 3-point line.
No fucking way. But I could be.
No, well, college men's is 1 foot beyond high school.
Yeah, I think there's like NBA players and they go to high school and like
it's not
and they shoot from the half court, which is their 3-point line.
No, it's not that far. No, it's the sideways courts, yes, but not a full.
I think it was a sideways court.
It might have been, but that's not a high school basketball court. High school basketball court is slightly smaller than an NBA court, though.
I was going to say, it's pretty close.
It's not that far off, but it's enough. Like, if you were to play like a 48-minute game on a high school versus an NBA court, you're going to feel it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But, yeah, it's...
not a lot, but a little bit.
A little bit.
I think... So, I don't know if you guys see her contract. Well, Victor, you did because you sent us the video. So she's getting like 75, 80, 85, 90, right? Basically, oof, for her first 4 years.
I feel terrible about that. I feel terrible about that.
See, my side of it is if I'm coming out of college and I got a, let's say I got a bachelor, a business administration degree, right? I'm not going to make 75K for like 6 years.
I was going to say six or seven.
Six, seven, 8 years. So she's making that straight out of college and she gets to play basketball. Their seasons are shorter than the NBA.
Doing what she was already doing.
Yeah, but like,
would you not do it?
But she's like, if you told me I was the best fucking accountant in the world.
She's not necessarily the best. She's the best college player.
Correct. Coming out of college. You told me I was the best fucking accountant coming out of college.
If you were told that, would you also believe it? And
how can you be the best accountant coming out of college?
Would you think that you are worthy of a multi-million dollar contract?
I mean, I think that's terrible.
It's all, I mean, that WNBA has been losing money every year.
I know, but she's...
Every year... what is it? It's like they're funded by the NBA.
Yeah,
with the like NBA 10% funds or something like
and,
that.
And I understand that, and I agree with that. But
do you? Because you're arguing with us.
No, I agree. Like, there's got to be a standard, and she falls into the standard, right?
Mm-hmm. She's on the higher end, but yeah.
But what she's done for the sport.
She hasn't done anything for the WNBA yet, though.
She's sold more Indiana Pacers jerseys than anybody's ever fucking sold in the history.
She's playing in the NBA?
WNBA.
The Pacers or the NBA?
Indiana Fever. Sorry. Indiana Fever. Like, she sold more. More people are going to. Like, tickets to her games are $500 a ticket.
I'm sure they are. And I think that's the thing, though. This is going to drive more people to watch the WNBA.
But I agree with you that like there was a standard and she falls into the standard. Like, there's rules, right? Rules exist
even
for
the NBA.
Yeah.
You get paid shit for the first 3 years of your contract.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
But there's also exceptions to the rule and she's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, but like LeBron wasn't getting paid the like top salary when he first came in and he came out dominating.
And
it's just how it is.
And I agree that's how it is. I just think it's a shitty situation for her.
I don't know. Well,
I think her worth is more than what she's getting paid.
Here's the side argument.
But I agree with you that there's a standard, and that's where she fell into.
You know, she's going to probably make like 500K a year on endorsements.
Absolutely.
Huh? So why are we worried about 70K when NBA players, all athletes.
She's not.
All athletes that are like top 100 athletes in their sport make more off of endorsements than they do off of.
And I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying she's making the WNBA a lot more money than what she's getting paid.
Okay, wait. Proportionally. Hold on. Can I?
But I agree. There's a standard and she falls into the standard. There's rules. She said shit out of luck.
Mm-hmm. Before her, it was LA Sparks player.
Which one? Lisa Leslie? That's the only LA Sparks player I know.
That's the only one that
first WNBA player to dunk in a game.
Right. What was she making? Because she was essentially
she would have been lucky to be making like 600K probably.
But I'm going to argue, I know who Lisa Leslie is. I never watched her play.
I saw a song, but
I've watched Caitlin Clark play. Yeah, I've watched her play.
See, here's the tough part. Lisa Leslie was like watching what you'd consider to be a goober center in the NBA.
Yeah.
No. Like they just, it's slow. It's not like, it's not powerful. Missed it's not like, and... it's just, no, I mean, not missed shots because I don't think like a goober, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of goober, like in basketball, you guys familiar with it? It's just like a big, goofy white dude, basically, is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it just, they aren't fluid. They aren't like, that's kind of, and Caitlin Clark, now they did bring up a lot of her weaknesses, which it will be interesting to see if NBA or WNBA coaches can help her to strengthen her weaknesses. Like, she can get to the rim, but she's not, like, creative when she gets to the rim. And like all other sports, everybody's faster, more athletic once you get to the pros.
Absolutely.
So it will be interesting to see. Now, worst case, she's going to be a top shooter in the WNBA. Or she's going to draw a lot of attention. So she'll be a good distraction for other players to do well. So she will have to rely more on her passing because defense is going to be better. But I agree with you, Victor. I think what's going to happen... she's going to bring a lot more. She's going to be like the Tiger Woods to the PGA.
Okay, I'm a little past the point of political correctness.
Okay.
Do you think she gets more hype because she's white?
No.
No?
No.
No. I think she gets more hype because she's like...
she went against Steph Curry.
She did that, but I mean...
like in their three-point competition.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think that she's just funny. She gets a lot of hate for being like this kind of like flashy, kind of like no. She'll talk shit, and people are like
Larry Bird.
I think. Well, that's the thing. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but in video, it's rare that you see like a white athlete talking shit. Like outwardly, right? Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's the only one that has said that Larry Bird bugged the
shit. A lot of guys, if you like listen, you know how there are those basketball podcasts? I think Gilbert Arenas has one. They're on there all the time and they're like, Larry Bird. Well, they call him a less than stellar name for a black person. He's a soft R.
We can say it, right?
He's a soft R is what they said.
Retarded
or non-existent no. R? It was an A.
Non-existent.
Is retarded R. Hard R? Soft R. What's soft R?
No, not soft R. The R is non-existent.
No
and
R.
A is in place of the E.
Victor knows what we're talking about. He's just playing dumb.
He was just trying to figure out if we would actually say it. I don't know
what you're talking about.
You know exactly what we're talking about. But they were saying that he basically
Spanish. I was going to go with Spanish.
That one still needs to go up against. No, I don't want to drink something that
you're good. Go ahead and drink it.
Because this one's going up, right?
Yeah. Drink Early Times or 1792 or Old Granddad. You have like three bottles within
Each Tale,
or have Bradshaw Rye.
No Each Tale.
But yeah, a lot of people talk about how he would talk trash, but he wouldn't, like, he'd say it when you're right next to him, or you'd be like going up, good luck, you know, and he'll say something like, "I'm gonna kick your ass playing left-handed." He played a game only shooting left-handed and put up like 36 points.
I think trash talking is such a fucking. I hate trash talking.
I think there's a good way to go about it and a bad way.
Some coach came up to me in Little League once. Was like, "Hey, your kids came up to my catcher and started trash talking him." And then after the next game we played against him, his son came up to me and started trash talking me.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, "You're over here bitching about my players when your son,
yeah,
is
yeah."
It's not that big a deal, dude.
I think once you get like late high school, college, like I completely understand trash talking.
And the mental game's real.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a part of the game. Like if you can't handle it, then you don't have a strong enough mental game to play that sport in a competitive fashion.
I agree.
And that's why I want to get better at the game that we all play together.
God.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify that because I don't want anyone to think we play some weird ass fucking game.
Dungeons and Dragons.
You guys down? Or Come Warriors or something like that. Enough. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That one where we all get in a circle and.
Yeah.
We put a piece of toast in the middle.
Put a force.
Last person to jerk off on the toast has to eat it.
What the fuck? Did you hear about that before? Or yeah, did you just make that shit up?
My wife was a psychology major and there's like a lot of weird. She took this like weird psychology sexual class. And they like talk about like the.
Has it benefited you though?
No. Absolutely. He hasn't
had to eat toast yet.
There's a circle jerk. There's a firing line. I don't know, dude. I'm not into like hanging out with you guys and whipping my wiener out. I'm sorry. Like I'm just not into that.
I'm not either.
I just thought it was.
But funny it's a thing, dude. It's a thing.
I thought it was funny that your wife had also said like, "Oh, well, you guys got to do a measuring contest." I can't remember.
What I have it was. No fucking like. I don't want to. I don't want you guys to see my junk. I don't want to see your junk. Let alone.
As Rob goes like, no, I'm not talking about
this. I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm the biggest guy in the room. I don't want to feel like I'm the smallest guy in the room. Like,
I don't need to.
I'm the smallest I don't need guy to know that.
No.
Well, thank you for listening, friends.
And Jesus always,
Christ. Can we just come off that topic and end with something a little different? Caitlin Clark is a great player.
Has potential.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think she'll do a lot for the game.
What would you rate her on a scale 1 to 10?
Ability or attractiveness?
Attractiveness.
3 when she's playing basketball and like a 7 when she's not and like dressed up.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say something about powerful women.
Terrifying.
They are a 10 in the attractiveness. But a 0 in wife ability.
Yeah, that's too many like, I don't strong wanna, personalities.
I don't want to wife up Taylor Swift. I think she'd make a terrible wife.
That's why she makes so many songs.
I think the ego and the power is it would make a terrible.
That's probably why, because she had a dream about being a terrible wife, and that's why she had teardrops on her guitar.
I don't know. I couldn't date it. I don't know if I could. Swift,
I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that.
Okay.
I don't know if I could wife up a
song. I was just surprised that you knew that, Rob.
That was when she was a country singer.
Country pop, right?
Diva's a reason.
I think she went country. She claimed she was country.
She always was, dude.
No. She was always pop.
Dirty pop.
Okay, Devo, go ahead. I just couldn't. We couldn't end on that. That was weird. Go ahead, Devo.
Thank you for listening.
Finish this off. And
as always, keep it neat, friends. The funniest part. the woo at the finish.